Can you accurately translate this sentence? Papa was cutting buttonholes on the banquet waiting for me ma to rinse the zinc and pass a mop over to Bakusa. Maybe you can translate that on your own. You definitely could with the help of the Yat Dictionary, newly compiled and introduced by Chris Champagne.
I guess I've become associated with Yat because I am one. But when I became a poet a few years ago, or at least became a poet where I went outside and told anybody I was a poet, I did a Yat poem, and it kind of struck a chord with a lot of people. And so I've done a few since then, and I've consolidated them into a performance piece that I've done like at poetry slams around the country, in fact. And it's interesting, when I ever do my Yat poem, it's kind of one of my most bombastic ones. It gets, and even if I'm in San Francisco or Chicago, I get a rise out of people, even though they don't know exactly what I'm saying, I don't think.
One of publisher Bill Lavender's friends had the idea for the Yat Dictionary, and Lavender, in turn, contacted Chris Champagne about putting it together. Yat, short for the once common Crescent City greeting, "Where you at?" is a New Orleans lingo and dialect that shares a lot phonetically with several New York and New Jersey accents. How this happened, nobody really knows. But Chris Champagne received a portion of his Yat inheritance via birthright.
It's funny because my mom and dad were New Orleans, but they weren't as yatty as I am, I don't think. I mean, there were a few things they would say. You know, like my daddy would say, my two favorite ones that my daddy would say, instead of saying bomb, he would say bum. Mm-hmm. Drop a bum on him. And the other one was, instead of saying giant, he would say giant.
Giant.
He was a giant. And my mother, she would say, the one that she would say, my mother, you hear that, mother.
Yeah.
My mother.
Or your mother.
Yeah, my mother. Yeah, my mother, my mother, you know. And she would say, for some reason, she would say turlet.
Chris Champagne mostly concentrates on definitions and usages in context in the Yat Dictionary, which includes 476 entries of Yat words or phrases. Phrases such as, God don't sleep.
I'd say about a third to a quarter of the entries, I kind of put a little anecdote about New Orleans or something about that. I tried to make it a little bit so it would be fun to read. And for God don't sleep, it was simple. I just put Yat karma. Because God don't sleep, baby.
Champagne hopes that the good humor he brings to the Yat Dictionary keeps his Yat karma, read karma, good.
I've been girding my loins.
Say that in Yat.
Yeah, grating my loins. My learns.
Learns.
Or something like that, you know, my learns. And like learn, yeah. And because it depends. There are different, it's like Pygmalion. Every, you know, neighborhood has a little variations. I mean, I don't go into that because, I mean, I'm not Rex Harrison or, you know, George Bernard Shaw. But although I will say this about my favorite quote, whenever I ask for a quote, is by Bernard Shaw. It's like, if you're going to make somebody... If you're going to tell somebody the truth, you better make them laugh, or they'll kill you.
Chris Champagne searched online, in libraries, and through the work of numerous New Orleans writers to track down entries.
I would go to sleep at night. I'd put the light off and lay down, and I'd go, oh, no. And I'd think of three things from my past. And I had to get up, put the light on, write them down. And I couldn't believe it. I mean, it just kept, every night, three or four or five, I'm thinking to myself, man, this is never going to end, you know? And then I looked at my own writing, so I used myself as a reference.
Right.
And then I went back and looked at some sketches I had written for the gridiron. I used to have these Yat women, and I just kept finding things. And I mean, it's endless. I mean, you could go through the library, you could go through the dictionary, you could write every word almost, you know, mm-hmm. which is impossible. But I mean, I think that mine, though, has about 4 to 5 times as many or more listings than any other thing that I could find.
Still, he missed a few he hopes to include if there is a second edition.
I saw a gentleman yesterday, and he was a Seventh Ward guy, and he asked me, and somebody was showing him the dictionary, and he said he wanted to know if I had dough popping in there. And I said, no, I don't have that. And it's more of a Seventh Ward, I think, than a Yat thing. And dough popping is the old ladies in the neighborhood who open their doors and stick their head against the screen door to look at what's going on and stay inside. They indentations in the screen door from their head looking so much, you know. So I think that's a pretty good one. If there's a second edition, which I hope, I'm going to put that one in because I really like that one.
Chris Champagne, who compiled and wrote the introduction for the entertaining and informative new volume, The Yat Dictionary, for 89.9 WWNO. I'm Fred Kasten.
Where's all the stores? Ain't there no more. Everybody cries.